podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dancast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off,
then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Tancast.
Yes, welcome to Tancast episode 103. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah. Yeah. Biggity bang.
Bangity bang bang. Should we go straight to Tan Laughs?
I think we shall.
Are you ready to laugh?
Tan Laugh time!
Well, just hold on to your
rails. It's Tan Laugh time!
We're gonna read out some jokes that you sent in to us. Oh, yeah!
Oh, shit. Oh, well.
Okay.
OG Steph had told me a joke last night, and she goes, I was gonna send it in as a Tan Laugh. I'm like, it is a good Tan Laugh. You said, you're like, you know what? I'll just remember it, and I'll say it tomorrow.
Hey,
guess
yo,
what
remember.
I didn't do.
My wife's done that a couple of times. She'll say something incredibly funny just right off the top of her head, and I'm like, oh, I totally got to remember that, and I'll use it as a tan laugh. Yeah. Two days later, fuck, what was it? Son of a bitch.
It was even 24 hours ago, and I've lost it. It's gone forever.
You got your drink on, and your smoke on.
I got neither on, actually.
Home something to poke on.
All right, I'll start this time.
Do it.
This tan laugh comes from Tom. It may be one we've done before, but I don't give a shit. What's the difference between jam and jelly?
Yep, we've done it before.
You can't jelly a penis up your mom's ass?
Yeah, close. I can't jelly my cock down your throat. Close enough. My mom's ass, your throat, whatever. What's the difference between a gay and straight rooster?
A lot of cock.
A straight rooster says cock-a-doodle-doo, while a gay rooster says any cock will do.
Biggity bang.
Or cock a doodle do.
Lame. So lame.
Yes, you are. Boom! I turned it around on you. It was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Noah, do you have any dibs on the current Tan Laugh stockpile?
Do what you're gonna do, and I'll pick. Are you gonna do them all? We got like a bunch.
Yep, I was gonna blow through them all in one thing. Welcome to Tancast 103, where Tim just reads all tan laughs, and then we're out.
Tim's
of time.
A Tancast glutton.
Just go through them and I'll
pick one, and I'll go.
Yeah,
and you'll go with whatever.
Yeah.
Well, David sent in a bunch of them. I don't know if I should read all of David's. There's not that many. I'm gonna go through all of David's.
Why the fuck not? Do it, dude.
Why the fuck not? Indeed. So, first off, I like his front line. Hey, tantards, here's some tan laughs I thought you'd like. A wife says to her husband one night, "Bulls can have sex 300 times or 3,000 times a year. Why can't you?" The husband replies, "Ask the bull if he sleeps with the same cow every night."
I like that one.
What's big, gray, and doesn't matter?
I don't know.
An irrelevant.
Oh, I did know. I was just playing along.
How do you kill a man's ego in three words?
Are you Tim?
Is it in?
There it is.
I like mine better.
Oh, by the way, Noah's a fuckstick. Husband, this is a dialogue back and forth. Husband, you know you are A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K? Wife, what does that mean? Husband, attractive, brilliant, cute, dazzling, elegant, funny, gorgeous, hot. Wife, so sweet, but how about I, J, K? Husband, I'm just kidding.
Zing a ding a ding.
A man thinks he'll be charitable and says to a homeless man, "Paint my porch out back and I'll give you $100. Later the day, the homeless man knocks on the door and says, "I'm all done. By the way, it's a Mercedes." Oh, we've done that one already.
Yeah, except it was a blonde.
Nice to realize that at the punchline. Mom, why are you pregnant? Daughter, this is our project in college about miracle of life. Mom, tell me who is he? Daughter, I don't know. It was a group project.
You're
you're reading them very weird.
How so?
I don't know, just the way, mom, daughter. Like, I don't know, just what you're saying, it sounds very odd to me.
Like every bad school presentation you've ever had to sit through, that's how you're reading it.
Well, lick my balls.
Tim, lick my balls. Noah,
no. For our presentation, we studied Ponce de Leon and found out how
Let me put the dramatic inflection here. A mother says, "Why are you pregnant?" The daughter, "This is our project in college about the miracle of life."
Who
and then the mother says,
daughter?
"Tell me who he is." And the daughter says, "Fuck you, Noah. It was a group project."
Who knocked my daughter?
The truth is going to be easy.
Who fucked my daughter?
Why is my stomach on earth
queasy? Why did my parents bring me up to be easy?
good times. Good times.
I showed my boobs.
Coming soon to Broadway. Fucktards, the musical.
Mr. Robinson, what a horrible mess. I fucked your daughter with my cock, and I've come to confess.
Hopefully we can find that commercial on YouTube to put in as a link right here. Because I'm sure
it's on fucking YouTube.
There's a generation listening to this has no idea what the fuck we're talking about.
Why the fuck are they just breaking into a random song?
Hopefully our Mormon listeners are all on top of it. Oh. Although I did a joke about that in Utah, got nothing. I'm like, really? I thought this was the epicenter.
That's funny. Someone just said a joke in, and they wanted to submit it anonymously. Anonymously? So, I'm not going to say the name. You guys know who it is, but since for some reason they didn't want to be attached to it.
Steve? Was it Steve? Is it Steve?
Yeah, it's Steve. You asshole. Now you ruined it. No. Here's the joke. How do you make a hormone?
How?
Kick her in the cunt! Ba-da-ba-bum!
Oh, Steve.
And here's how Noah read that the first time.
How do you make a hormone? I fucked it up. How do you make
a hormone?
Yeah, you did. Wait. You can just read it over. We can edit that part out. And we're back.
Wait, I was
it's funny because
right
I'd actually heard that joke differently. How do you make a hormone? Put sand in her Vaseline.
Oh!
Oh.
Ooh, that's itch. That itches.
She don't use jelly.
or any of these. Alright, I got another one. I'm going to do one from... Oh, and that person signed their email. Ashamedly yours, I think.
Yes.
I just thought that was funny. I'm going to do one more from John... And I think he sent another one in, but I'll leave that one for later.
Why do you keep saying his last name, and I gotta bleep it out?
Oh, we're not supposed to say last names?
We don't say last names on the show as a general rule.
I never do.
Sorry. This one's from Jonathan.
Nailed it.
why can't Miss Piggy count to 70?
I like this one.
Because she gets a frog in her throat at 69. Bang, bang, bangity bang.
Hey, that reminds me of a video the Tancast linked.
Ironically, it does. Oh, man.
I thought, sure, that's why you read it, to lead into a discussion of that.
I did want to talk about it, but that's not why I read it. I don't think that far ahead.
I was very sad.
Like, look at Noah with the smooth segue out of Tan Labs.
We can cut all this part out and make it seem like I'm smooth.
All right, done. I didn't really cut it out. That's why you're still listening to it.
Asshole. Tim secretly an asshole. That video was fucked up. So, if any of you don't know, on our Twitter account, somebody linked to a video. We don't know who could be one of three of us.
Or it could be Patton Oswalt, apparently.
Alright, so let's back up. What the fuck was going on there? I saw your tweet, Annie, but I looked at Patton's, Twitter account, and I didn't see anything. I'm too lazy to read that far, so I was like, I don't see anything right away. Done.
Well, somebody.
Wait, okay, so here's what happened. There was a tweet about apartheid and then some joke about it, and I tweeted from my account. I'm like, sometimes it's easy to tell which two of the Tancast people did not write the tweet on the Tancast feed. And then Tancast writes back, maybe it was Patton Oswalt who hacked our account.
Okay, the way Andy wrote it, it didn't make sense to me. Or maybe I just misread it.
What are you talking about, Andy?
Or whoever
fuck, dude,
wrote it.
It was you. Don't kid yourself.
Fuck you, I will maintain this. It's my illusion, reality is my bitch.
Because one of us is calling it out, the other has no idea what happened. It's pretty clear who wrote it.
You guys make me
but I was
sad.
Like I was reading it, I'm like, fuck it, I don't even get what this is. I know Noah didn't write this. Noah's not making any social political jokes.
What? What are you talking about? Did you see that joke I made about Showgirls 2?
Was that you?
That's very social and political. Have you watched the trailer for that thing?
Showgirls? No. No.
It makes no fucking sense. It's just a bunch of random scenes.
That is
fucking
strange.
The first one had at least, you know, a plot. You know, all right, you know, she wants to become a showgirl. Oh, she's willing to do anything to do it. Blah, blah, blah.
Hello, TanCast listeners. This is the voice of God. At this point in the recording session, I smote Noah's computer so that he was not recording, but he did not know it, nor did Tim and Andy. Why? Cause fuck you, that's why. However, in order to facilitate the rest of this episode, I will fill you in on the next 4 minutes so that you can find out what Tim and Andy are talking about even while Noah is not recording. Like, for instance, right here, Noah is saying how stupid the trailer for Showgirls 2 looks.
Whatever, you're going to be in line, opening day, camped out, show up at the box office. Is this the line for the 10 o'clock show? Dressed up in a Showgirls costume. I'm the ultimate Showgirl fanboy.
And now Noah wants to get back to the discussion of a video he forwarded featuring a chimpanzee forcing his penis into the mouth of a frog.
Mouth raping the frog.
You saw that I put, there was like two or three more videos of that, like different, not the same thing from a different angle, more monkey frog mouth rape.
Okay, this has kind of been pissing me off. Chimpanzees are apes, they're not monkeys.
I think you'll find monkey is a funnier word than chimp, and if you're going to say rape, you have to say monkey. You can't be chimp rape. That's just, that just sounds unpleasant and like, oh, I don't want to read that story. Unhappy things happen. Monkey rape. Hey, happiness and rainbows.
You hurt my brain.
At this point, Noah makes an impassioned plea that the word monkey can mean whatever he decides it to mean. For language is what humans decide it is.
Oh, here. Okay. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, the word monkey may originate in a German version of the Reynard the Fox fable, published circa 1580. In this version of the fable, a character named Monique is the son of Martin the Ape. So continuing to quote from Wikipedia, the term monkey is an artificial grouping. It's not a good taxon, but is instead a paraphyletic group like fish. A good taxon, as most modern biologists consider it, is a monophyletic group, that is a group consisting of all the evolutionary descendants of a single ancestor species. The term monkey covers all... Whoa. Platyrrhines, flat broad noses, and some catarrhines, nostril downward, but excludes the apes. They're, boom, schooled. Wikipedia'd you.
Wikipedia says Chris Hardwick has a fictitious brother. He's the guy who runs the Nerdist podcast. He keeps going in to change it, and it keeps getting changed back. He's like, I don't have a brother, and someone keeps adding it and adding a fictional backstory to his brother.
April 15th, edited on Wikipedia. No brother Peter, as per the Nerdist podcast, nearly every episode.
At this point, I grant Noah the use of his microphone again at my good graces, but abuse this privilege at your peril. Enjoy the rest of your episode, sinners. Let there be TanCast.
Alright, let's start it again. I'll keep a better eye on it.
What?
Make sure it doesn't stop recording for no particular reason.
Do you know?
I have no idea. I even get like a message like, hey, I crashed.
Hey, buddy,
it just like, I all of a sudden looked up and I noticed I was talking, but it was not progressing.
Okay. You have a good nap. I know. I know.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you recording again?
I'm recording again.
Bye.
Was that, I couldn't hear over fucking baby talk. Is
that
I am yes?
recording again.
Okay. Bye. Who's my big guy? Hey.
You can swing your feet for me? Come on, swing the feet.
Hey, how many pets have either of you ever owned that can wave goodbye?
I got nothing.
I thought so. My son's awesome. You can suck it.
Your son's a pet?
Not like he's a person. He doesn't really contribute anything to the household. We put food into him and poop comes out and we have to clean up the poop. My wife cleans up her own poop. I'd say that makes her a person.
Does your wife just shit in the toilet?
No, she shits on the walls, but then she's good about it and cleans it up.
Yeah.
Oh, so here's something more. Oh, wait, no. We're not. Okay, so do we go back to the monkey talk? Like, I don't even know how much we got, how much we didn't get. Should we try and recreate some of that magic?
Do we just want to redo the monkey rape?
We missed all the whole Wikipedia thing. it's all gone.
I can redo it. It just won't have the same.
Yeah, Andy angry. Noah insisted that monkeys can refer to apes.
Oh, I'm still angry. I can bring it back.
No, it's not the same, man. It's not the same.
All right.
So a monkey raped a frog. I don't know how much we were going to be able to recapture with, you know, Sai, the illegal immigrant, standing in for Noah again.
Maybe he can cut the anger. What you got? I'm going to say monkeys refer to chimpanzees, motherfucker. Anyways, we posted a video on the Tancast. One of us did. I don't know who.
It's a mystery.
Maybe it's a mystery. You'll never solve it. Maybe you will.
Uh-huh.
Fucking monkey raping a mouse frog. Fucked up. Poor little monkey. I mean, poor little frog. Monkey was having a good time. There's one clip I saw where you could see, like, just the little frog's legs hanging down as the monkey's just jackhammering away at his mouth.
What really pissed me off is that the one that was linked on Dig went away before I got a chance to see it.
Oh, but really?
It's gone?
It just said, like, it's been pulled for a terms of use violation. It's like, show me in the YouTube terms of use where a chimpanzee fucking just
monkey.
Jackhammering a frog's mouth or a toad's mouth, for all I know. Show me that that's a term of use violation. And if it is, what's with the other, like, three or four fucking videos that I found also on YouTube? It's probably just they didn't have rape in the title.
I just cannot imagine that frog woke up that day and thought that's how his day was going to go. Like, sunny day, going to go get some flies
and
shit.
You know what? Judging by the fact that there were three other videos on YouTube taken years apart, I think that frog knew how its day was going to go. I think that frog woke up and just said, am I dead yet? No? Fuck.
Oh,
fuck!
Man.
No, not you. Not you.
I like how someone's
like that.
Sorry, go ahead, Tim.
I was just going to read one of the comments. Looks like that that monkey mistook the frog, puts on sunglasses, for a horny toad.
I think my favorite one was like, that frog is like a fleshlight to that monkey. I said it, Tim. I said, Andy, I said monkey. That's right.
It's not a monkey. It's an ape. Monkeys have tails.
People know what I'm talking about.
That reminds me of two things, actually. First off, I was at a wedding last night, and a friend of ours is dating a girl who works for like a CSI type thing. Like, I don't know if it's actually called CSI, but like basically
yeah,
she does.
It's CSI Las Vegas, baby. She's that one you see in the background.
But so I was when I heard she was coming, I was like, Noah, you got to help me think of one-liners I can say while putting on sunglasses every time I'm around her. And Noah was no fucking help at all.
All right. Tim forgets to mention the part where she doesn't like to tell people what she does, probably because of shit like that.
I bet no one else does the David Caruso one-liners all the time.
Oh, you really, really, Tim? You think you're the only original motherfucker in the world?
No, I think people do many CSI-related things. I don't think they do that specifically. Like, I'm going to think of as many corny one-liners I can say as possible while putting sunglasses on
Hold
in front
on.
Of her. No, I don't think
don't
anyone does
all.
That.
Don't take them all. Don't take them all.
What are you doing?
My wife likes to take off my hangers so I have nothing to hang shit on.
All right.
I thought you were saying tickle mole.
Tickle mole.
Tickle mole.
Tickle mole.
That's
not a mole. It's a monkey.
It's a weird game you guys play.
So the only one I was actually able to come – well, the one I had come up with, but hey, okay, so first of all, my wife corners her ahead of time and warns her that I'm going to do it. I'm like, well, that takes all the fun out of it.
By the way, my idiot husband is going to make some stupid CSI jokes. Get ready for it.
That is – no, specifically, he's saying stupid one-liners and putting his sunglasses on. And so, like, the one I was going to – because it was really hot outside. So I was going to say – I was going to stand up next to her and go, boy, it's really hot out today. I guess the bride and groom are getting a warm reception. But since she'd warned already, I'm like, well, I can't do that one. But then she somehow tricked Danelle into going out and doing the hokey pokey. And the guy she was with was like, you are evil. And I turned to her and I went, I guess she just knows. And I put on my sunglasses, what it's all about.
Did you ever make any of these jokes to her?
That was the one, yes, that was the only one I did in front of her.
And what did she do?
And then they were too busy laughing at their evilness of tricking my wife into going out for the hokey pokey with all the kids and whatnot. And then after she left, I said, well, she's got to switch to cell phone carriers because now she's not getting any more reception. Yeah! And Danelle's like, who's that for? Was that for you or for me? I was like, of course it was for me, but who else could I say it to? No one else would know what I'm doing right now. She's like, well, all right.
Or
why?
You want them to break up, Tim?
No, I don't want them to break up. I want them to be happy forever.
I would go out with you, but your idiot friend keeps making CSI jokes every time I see him.
I want when they get married, I want to give a toast. In fact, everyone should end their toast with a one-liner and then put on the sunglasses.
Well, you better start thinking of it now.
Yeah, well, apparently you're not going to be any goddamn help, so yeah, I guess I better start thinking of it now.
I told you, they're more situational, my friend.
Like, that's why I said you just got to think of some wedding shit.
I don't know fuck any wedding CSI jokes. It's not shit I sit around
you just
thinking
have to
about.
Think of, you just have to think of something that can be said two ways and then figure out a way to lead into one.
How
and then
you
say
getting
it
mad at me and you can think of shit?
I was busy interacting with people. I don't know what you were doing, probably sitting around picking your balls.
I was at a
watching monkeys fuck
graduation
frogs.
Party.
Noah, that's why you're the writer and Tim's the talent.
I don't write shit.
No, your goddamn role.
I don't write shit. The other thing it reminded me of is when you said fleshlights. I think someone said, quick, get that to Kevin Smith because fleshlight sponsors Smodcast.
I'm talk about the next podcast.
Well, did you read that he's all butthurt because people were leaving negative comments on the last episode of Smodcast?
No.
So, Andy, who doesn't listen, and our listeners who don't listen, the latest episode of Smodcast, he was talking about those, I think we talked about them on Tancast, those, like, mobile food trucks where, like, you follow them on Twitter and they got some, it's like a Roach Coach, but it's like actual gourmet and random shit.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so for 7 minutes, he's listing off ones. He's just reading off literally a list of them in the L.A. area.
And they're kind of interjecting a little bit.
Yeah, but mostly it's just a list. Yeah. So people were complaining, like, do I really need to hear fucking 7 minutes of a list of – and I guess, like, he got so angry he's going to stop doing live smods. He's not going to let people comment on Smodcast anymore, and the future of Smodcast may be in doubt.
Really?
It sounded like it.
What a little bitch.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, really, dude, you get – millions of dollars, your fans genuinely love you, and fucking someone leaves a little negative comment, and you're like, meow, I'm not gonna do it anymore.
It's people on the internet. They're not even, like, real people.
I know, like, he touts that he's been on the internet forever, and, like, fucking this is gonna butthurt him, really? Like, don't you know what that's the fucking internet is about? You put yourself out there, people are gonna make fun of you.
And, I mean, if you literally read from a list for 7 minutes, how can you really, like, I can understand if, like, when, you know, people getting upset about shit that, you know, like, fuck you, it's free. But, like, 7 minutes of reading from a list, and people are like, you know what, I don't really need 7 minutes of you reading from a list. Well, fuck you then, how about that, man?
Yeah, really, it's not even like, I mean, I don't know if that's exactly what they said, but, like, if that's what they said, that's really not that big of a deal. It's not like, oh, your mother fucking fucks goats, and you fucking rape frogs, too.
And monkeys. But one thing, also, like, I guess also people were complaining about the live smods. People don't like it when he posts those. I was like, what? Why?
Really?
Fuck those people.
I like the live smods. I'm like, it's a smod.
Exactly.
Like, why would you care if it's live or not? So is that why there isn't one from the hockey thing, or?
I have no idea whether it, like, fucking Tell 'Em Steve Gave got their shit up, like, lickety-split.
Yeah. I wonder
that
if
shit is funny.
Not going to post it.
I don't know. He just did the improv last night, too.
We should get back to Frog Rape, because Tim made a comment on Dig. And someone's response to him was very funny.
We should get back to Frog Rape.
Fucking, it just blew my mind that, I never really thought about it before, but it makes sense, but that just a frog was just like, oh, you know what, this would pleasure my penis, let me just, And the frog is just like, help me.
Hey, man, what was it, Rule 34?
If it exists, there's porn of it.
Yep. Now, if you can conceive of it, there's porn of it.
No, I'm pretty sure, isn't it, if it exists? Or is it the way around? If you conceive of it, porn of it exists?
I think I think Andy was just expanding it, not correcting it.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
It's difficult to tell with Andy, because he's like, no, not monkeys!
Well, no, I'm serious about the not monkeys.
I don't know. But I can't believe a word you said.
So let's get back to that. So when does a word become what we think it is and not what someone originally intended to be? Like, language is pretty much made up. We set up these set of rules that were like, oh, you know, we're going to follow these rules and that's how it's going to be. But then people change rules. So why can't anyone change rules? Andy?
Because language is more a collective thing. You can't just say,
all right, hey, if it's a collective thing, if people know what you mean when you say something, even
if
it's
wrong. I'm
going
to start referring to penises as bliffnards.
But if people know what you mean, doesn't that make it that meaning? At least in a subgroup of people?
Suck my bliffnard.
Oh, he said suck his penis. I know what he means.
No, because you can still be wrong.
But
just
how does
a bunch
that make
of people
you wrong?
Hey, tons of people thought the Earth was flat. It was fucking wrong.
That is a scientific thing that you can verify.
Okay, yeah, but I'm saying that large groups of people can do the wrong thing. How about axe? Is axe a word? Yes, absolutely. Axe is to word. It is, in fact, a verb if you mean to hit something with an axe. If you mean ask, it's not a word. A ton of people say it. It's fucking wrong.
People know what they mean, so how does that make it wrong?
I'm not saying that people are incomprehensible. I'm saying they're wrong. So they're not using a real word.
I
right
disagree.
There.
I think language is way more fluid than that. Like, I don't think language has to stick to. I know people want it to, and for writing and stuff. But if people say monkey and you know they mean chimpanzee, what the fuck does it matter?
I guess because if it was just easy for language to change all the time, it would then be harder for everybody to comprehend.
And for it to contain meaning. And for it to contain precision.
But language does change all the time. All the time they're introducing new words that were...
Not as all the time as I'm referring to when I say all the time.
Right. I mean, I know it's like every day, like there's, you know, the rules are changing, but I think...
I'll absolutely agree. Language is a construct. Language is fluid. Language changes over time. I mean, I haven't heard any of the three of us say forsooth or thou in quite some time.
Well, you don't hang around me in the bedroom.
I forsooth into you.
Well, I don't misuse it when I say it. I don't use it as a verb for some reason. We can do this weekend. Well, I'm going to forsooth around the house a little bit.
I just think people get all up in arms when they really shouldn't a lot of time.
Okay, the thing with the monkeys and the apes, though, apes are a lot closer to us. Monkeys less so. I mean, we're all primates and all, but...
But you even said monkey comes from a word in a fable, or a name in a fable. That was,
okay,
but... Fucking fable's made up!
The groups of primates that monkey encompasses are more primitive primates than apes are.
Like if we're,
he said primates!
If we're writing a scientific novel, then I can see how using monkeys might be bad. But we're fucking casual conversation.
Well, if you're writing a scientific novel, I guess we really shouldn't say monkey. You should refer to which specific group
but
it falls under.
But I'm saying,
the blanket term
we're just
monkey.
Talk about fucking a chimpanzee raping a frog. I think it's okay to call a monkey.
I think you should say an ape raped a frog.
I'm going to make up a new word. Mape. A mape raped a frog.
Grape mape.
Go out and use it. You can use it for apes or monkeys. Apes or primates. Whatever. I don't know the scientific names. I say monkey.
Shouldn't it be a mope? Take a little bit of monkey? A little more monkey? A little less ape?
I don't know who to, decide with on this because, while Noah is entertaining, I enjoy correcting people when they misuse momentarily. And they constantly do.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I know a lot of people like to do that. And I do see the point of having a rules... Because it makes it easier to communicate. Like, okay, I know what they mean. But I also think sometimes people get a little up arms. Like, actually, with me, I actually thought about this weeks and weeks ago because someone was commenting about verses and verse. How people say verse when they really mean verses.
Yeah, and that pisses me off.
And it pisses this person off. And they were actually specifically talking about someone on TV, like a reporter, sports reporter. And I was thinking, that's what made me think, I'm like, what is, I mean, people know what verse means. So it's a shorthand, but I was like, oh, she is on TV, maybe it's a little bit different. So, and then you brought up with the monkey, chimpanzee thing. So I was like, oh, that was a good time to talk about it.
Speaking of idiots on TV, one of the local news stations in their, you know, scary shit that you need to find out at 11.
fuck that shit. I'll find out now. I got Google.
Yeah. So their scary shit that you need to find out at 11 was how Apple gets an F for security for the iPad. I was like, no, that is factually incorrect. It was AT&T's problem, and I'd say in terms of security breaches, this is like a C, C-. This is not an F.
Like, what did they get? What, the email address?
Email addresses.
And what, that's it?
Nope, that's it. No password. They had an account name and an email address.
What the fuck can they do with that? They can spam you.
Yeah,
you already
can
get
spam you.
Anyways?
They can spam you. They can. It's just that they've got a target now.
So I guess they can maybe personalize a little bit more if they have your name.
It's like, yeah, like try spear phishing or whatever. Like trying to send the people, hey, your AT&T account, and then give you your actual account name needs to be reset and try to send you, to like a malware site or some site that's going to try to get your credentials out of you or some shit like that. But I mean, realistically, it's not like it was their social security numbers or their bank account numbers, or even the passwords for their AT&T accounts. And it had nothing to do with Apple.
Well, just the only thing it had to do with Apple, it just happened to be on the product they were selling.
Yeah, well, I mean, the security portion of it had nothing to do with Apple.
Yeah. People want to blame someone.
Well, and the news saying AT&T, blah, blah, blah. AT&T is a big fucking company. Why don't you just get your fucking facts straight? You're going to say, oh, no, it's an F. It's an F. It's horrible. It's bad. Got to scare you.
Yeah, that's how they do.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even like the fact that they were just being, over the top, that they were, being scaremongering or whatever. It's the fact that they were being factually incorrect.
What? The news? Factually incorrect?
Exactly.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
I get most of my news from The Daily Show.
Back to frog rape, though. Tim never read his comment he put on Dig.
So I said, you think this video is good now? Wait till Morgan Freeman narrates it. Hang on, let me get the exact, I don't want to misread the dude's comment, because it was such a funny response.
Can you find it easily?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. I don't delete any of my messages, as I have commented previously, so I was just able to go through when Dig sent me the notification that I got a comment, and then click on it.
Ah, nice.
Oh, here it comes. Okay. I wish I could tell you that Kermit fought the good fight, and the monkey let him be. I wish I could tell you that, but the zoo is no fairy tale world.
Should we say where that's from in case people don't know?
Yeah, that would be from Shawshank
Redemption,
which was also narrated by Morgan Freeman.
It was. Which might make it doubly funny.
Which I hope someone does some sort of mashup like that of more of that over the top of March of the Penguins. Because there's got to be some sort of mating scene. I haven't seen it.
I'm not sure if they actually show them doing it.
Damn it.
It's been a while since
Well, just get some footage of penguins fucking. Put Morgan Freeman saying that over the top of it. Get it done, Internet. I throw it out to you. Make it happen. I'm the idea man.
So I think that's all I have to say about frog rape.
Have we finally exhausted our frog rape potential?
There was a goat rape video out there, which wasn't as impressive. The goat, the monkey kept on trying to hop on it. The goat.
Was it monkey
the chimpanzee. Chimpanzee.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Andy. Words, 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 chimpanzee.
Yeah, words, words, words. But you know what? Get the fucking right ones.
Nah.
You can just say chimp. That's less work.
There you go.
The primate. Can I say primate? Is that good?
Yes.
All right. The primate in question.
Oh, wait. If it's the same one I'm looking at, that's a monkey.
You're fucking with me, dude.
You can't win.
Oh,
you
wait. It's
win.
A baboon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a baboon.
Baboons don't have tails, do they?
Yeah.
They have a big red ass. They have a tail?
It looks like a baboon. It's got the... Well, maybe it's not.
What happens,
No, wait. He's asking a separate question.
Yeah, yeah.
Baboons have tails?
Yes, they do.
Where's the tail? Is it somewhere hidden in their big red ass?
Above the big red ass.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. I'm always distracted by the big red ass that I forget
about
the tail.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing is fucking hideous. It looks like someone stuck a firecracker in his ass and it just exploded. Anyway, so the monkey. Yeah, I can say monkey now.
Woo! Yep.
He's kind of trying to hop on the goat, and the goat's just kind of standing there, and he just never gets it right. And the goat kind of moves around sometimes, and, the monkey kind of pulls it back, and I'm like, really? It didn't really rape it.
But just tried.
That frog. His day was fucking ruined. That's all I gotta say, unless you got something to add.
Oh, thanks, Tim. I heart you, too.
For the uninitiated, I'm sending baboon ass pictures through our Skype so that they can all look at them.
It's the same baboon ass.
You could try and disguise them, Tim, like I did that one time with the inside of that girl's vagina. Her cervix.
No.
I know it's not. Firefox just fucked up.
Did a little shorten URL for you.
So before we get off of Twitter completely, I thought I would point this out for people who don't follow me on Facebook or Twitter. But my wife was watching the World Cup game yesterday, England versus America. And first of all, when did England's flag change? Did either of you see it?
No.
Instead of the cross one way and then like an X over the top, red and then on a blue background, it was just a white background with a cross on it. It looked almost like Sweden's flag. Nothing? All right.
I have no idea.
Weird to me. I figured Captain Geopolitical Knowledge over there would hop right in. Well, Tim, you see, sometimes when England uses this flag and blah, 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 and then in 1804, blah, 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 Sir Gilgud the 14th.
Well, so, yeah, no, this may sound like a dumb question, but I thought the one you're talking about, Tim, that's the UK flag, right?
Yeah, England and the UK are two separate things?
Well, no, but isn't England just a part within UK?
Yes, it's the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
So maybe
and Great
England
Britain
specifically
is
has
England
like
and
a...
Scotland, and I think Wales.
So I was just going to say, maybe England has a more specific flag.
I just, whenever they show a flag flying over England in movies, it's usually the one that I'm picturing in my
You're
head.
You're basing it on movies, Tim? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
You're basing reality on movies?
I'm an American, goddammit.
Oh, wow, look at Noah. Yeah. Yeah, the flag of England is a white field with a big red cross on it.
Yeah, I just Googled it myself. Then what is the Swedish flag?
Fatter red cross, offset slightly to the left, I believe.
Nope. It's fucking blue and yellow.
Sorry, do we mean the Swiss flag?
Well, it's not the Netherlands flag. Let's try the Swiss flag. Nope, not the Swiss flag.
Flags of the world on Tagcast.
Not the Norwegian flag. What the fuck am I thinking?
Just type in flags of the world, Tim. You'll find it, I'm sure.
Well, I just learned something new.
What did Andy learn?
The fact that England's got a different flag than the UK.
Ah, I gotcha. That's a small little JPEG.
Here we go.
Flag.
Here's a map of Europe with their flags overlaid over each country.
You find the one you want?
Oh, interesting.
Not yet. It's still loading.
So the flag of England's the red cross over the white field. Scotland's is a white X over a blue field. And if you overlay England's over Scotland's, you've got most of the UK flag. I wonder what makes up the rest of it.
My balls!
Probably.
You slap your balls on it. There's the rest of the flag.
Wales, however, is not represented.
So it turns out I don't know what these countries are without their names over top of them.
So this is
no help at all.
It's the red cross of St. George, edged in white, superimposed on the cross of St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, which is then superimposed on the Psalter of St. Andrew, the patron saint of Scotland. Wales gets fucked.
Oh, okay. It's a photo negative of Denmark's flag. That was my problem.
The England one is?
Yes. It's actually a slightly off-center version of it, but that's what I just reversed the colors in my mind.
Yep.
Oh, there you go. Denmark.
Yeah. Only took me that long to figure it out.
I bet our listeners were riveted.
Now
I bet our overseas
culture.
Listeners were like, I figured this out a long time ago, you fucking American faggot fuckstick.
I know what all the flags look like. I can draw them from memory.
I can tell you what they mean. I know things. But anyway, I started to say, which is awesome because I'm going to make fun of somebody for being stupid after just proving I'm stupid for that long period of time there. Some fuckwad in Kentucky tweets, yes, USA wins 1-1.
Maybe he was being ironic.
Did you miss the part where he was from Kentucky?
Maybe he doesn't know math. You're right.
And doesn't soccer have different rules, though?
Yes, but you still don't win in a tie.
Yeah.
Never?
No.
Okay.
No, never.
That's why it's called a draw. Well, win, lose, or draw. It's not win, lose, or also still possibly win.
I'm wondering based on like the other winnings, like, hey, you've won all these games, and now that you've tied this game, this means you get to go on because you have more wins than this person.
Well, yes. Yeah, there is a point system. However, this is the first game of this.
Gotcha.
This is U.S.'s first game this World Cup, right?
Yeah, and I guess tying 1-1 or something like that is better for you than tying 0-0 because I think part of the tiebreaker is how many total goals you've scored.
But as someone who's not into sports at all, fucking a big tournament like this that ends in ties and they just go, sometimes you tie, let's move on. That is just so uninteresting to me.
Yeah, like fucking hockey, when you're in the Stanley Cups, you will go for hours if you need to. Like, there have been games that have been, like, two games length, and they will play until they have a fucking winner.
Also, it was very amusing to me on Twitter how many people were talking shit about England. Like, just the not even, like, the team, like, they knew specifics, just talking shit about it. I'm like, really? You don't give a fuck about soccer 364 days of the year. Why don't you calm the fuck down?
Well, yeah.
Like, give those limey bastards what for? Like, what? First of all, why are you tweeting in an English accent while making fun of the English? That doesn't even make sense.
It's kind of like the Olympics. Like, I'm sure a lot of people don't give a fuck about, like, ice skating the rest of the year. But, like, when it's on the Olympics.
That's why I stay true. I don't give a fuck about ice skating 365 days of the year and 366 on leap year, bitches.
Oh man, I played soccer as a kid, like up until I was like 12, and I still cannot stand to watch soccer on TV.
My wife plays soccer every week. Still, I've just realized I'm about to step in a landmine with whatever I say next, so I have to choose my words carefully. That's why the words just sort of stopped for a minute there.
Oh no, like, no, I gotcha.
And
you love soccer.
I enjoy watching my wife play soccer because I enjoy supporting my wife do things, but I could give a fuck about soccer. Like, it's not like after I go see my wife play soccer, I'm like, I want to see some more soccer.
Where's Pele?
I'm good.
Is he still playing?
When a tense, hard-fought game ends 1-0, one could have been luck. Fuck.
That's what I will say, because Danelle actually had me turn on. The only reason I even started looking up World Cup tweets was because Danelle had me turn it on, so I was just on the computer, not paying attention. But the one goal that USA got, I'm sure, Noah, you didn't see it.
I heard that there was, like, some mistake made, and that's why they got it.
It was, like, kicked straight to the guy, and he let it slip through his fingers. And the best part is, like, they kept showing the replay, and so, like, he's got it, and then it comes out of his hands, and then he goes to jump for it again. Like, it's just rolling on the ground at this point really slowly. And he goes to jump for it again and still doesn't get it, and it's still rolling. And you just – and now you get to see him, like, I have no more moves. That ball's going to get into the goal, and I can't stop it anymore. And you just – you get to watch him go, like, fuck. I could cure cancer tomorrow. This is all anyone's ever going to remember about me. Like, you get to see his spirit snap.
Oh, man, just that idea. Like, I'm sure time slowed for him. I'm sure everything was in incredible, excruciating slow motion. I'm sure the ball grew a face and laughed at him as it just kind of squeaked away from his fingers.
At least he doesn't live in, fucking Brazil? Is that where they kill you? Like, where?
Colombia.
Colombia. Oh, Colombia. Do you remember that, Tim?
Yeah.
I vaguely remember hearing about it, but...
Yeah, some guy got a goal
back
for
their
team.
Back in the 90s, wasn't it? Yeah, a dude scored an own goal.
And they killed him.
Yeah.
Fuck. Take your sports less seriously, people. It's fucking sports. Relax. It's not even that entertaining. It's soccer.
I found the clip, so I'm going to watch it right now.
I think that's part of the problem with soccer hooligans, is they get drunk, and then they have nothing to do. It's like, yay, the ball went one direction, and then back the other direction, and then somebody fell down
Noah?
And whined because somebody else slid into them.
Noah? Hello?
Oh, sorry, I was watching the clip. What were you saying?
Oh, you went, and I thought your audio failed again. I'm like, fuck.
No. I was just going all for that poor guy who missed that block of that goal.
You were silent.
Yeah, and then it's like, I'm not responding. I'm like, fuck, everything's dead. This is the Tancast that wasn't.
I can see it's like, I'm failing in front of fucking millions of people. Fuck, I fail all the time. It's that fucking broadcast all across the world for everyone to watch.
Yeah, nobody sees my fails. I mean, unless you watched Last Comic Standing on Monday.
You just had like, look, at least you didn't miss the ball.
What's funny is like that, like the look, like if you, like, I have it as my Facebook profile. Like, I look all sad and dejected. I'm being told I'm moving on to the next round. Like, I don't know why I have an unhappy look on my face.
Maybe it's like
going,
that.
You look so sad and depressed. I'm like, I don't know why.
It was like when that one girl said yes to ask her out, and you thought she said no because you're so used to rejection. That's what you're thinking.
Yeah, I was
like,
so used to rejection, I didn't show up for the audition that night. Like, all right, we'll see you later. Oh, that means that you don't get to come back.
All right, bye guys. Bye.
It was wonderful being with you.
I don't have that Tim Babb guy. He never showed up.
Fuck. I'm looking at the World Cup standings. There have been 7 games played. One team has scored 2 goals. Every other game was a A 1-1 tie, a 1-0 win, or a not-not tie?
That is, like, anything that ends in a not-not tie, fuck it. Why are you playing?
Yeah.
You might as well just not have shown up. That was the exact score before we showed up today.
We spent 90 minutes to establish that we could have stayed home.
Oh, the other thing I wanted to say is, like, after the guy missed the goal, whatever, that he lets the goal slip through, the UK guy. Fucking, they show the guy who kicked it, and he's all just, like, pointing up in the sky, like, yeah! Like, fuck, all right, dude.
Thank you, God, you smote his hands.
He literally gave you an early birthday present. Don't act like you just, you know, I am the best soccer warrior that ever lived.
I give glory to God for this victory. I mean, Ty.
Woo, USA wins, 1-1. Yeah.
You know what? If God had any skin in that game, clearly his response was pretty much, eh. It's a bunch of white people. What do I give a shit?
No, there's actually a lot of dark-colored folk on the field.
Oh.
I was like, England has that many black people?
Oh, yeah, they do.
My wife and I were watching some English comic, Black Lady, and she was talking about how she loves to come to America and just fuck with people because they think that, like, the UK does not have any black people.
Does she have a weird mole on her neck, this person you're talking about?
She may.
Oh, okay. Well,
does she have
mind.
An accent? Like her mom's maybe from Ghana or something like that?
I don't know. I just happen to know a black UK comic. That's all. And she has a mole on her neck. Mm. And she's famous enough that you might know her. I don't want to say, like, I know the black UK comic. Right to you!
Does she do bits about, what was it? Lupus. Having lupus.
Who has lupus?
The comic.
It's not lupus.
Okay.
Just ask Dr. House.
It's never lupus.
Except that one time when it was Lucas.
It's like a religion. There are certain things that you can say, and you get the call and response.
I've heard that. I actually said Lucas for no good reason.
My name is Lucas. I live on the second floor.
Well, because they just announced the details about the new Star Tours that is going to open next year. And it's going to be a bridge in between the two trilogies. I'm like, oh, so it's going to suck.
It might be awesome, Tim.
Yeah. You know what? Burned 4 times in a row by Lucas. Don't know if I'm going to bother getting my hopes up this time.
What was the fourth? Clone Wars?
Oh. Did we forget about fucking, what's his goddamn name? Fucking Transformers boy swinging through the trees with his Elvis haircut? And then Indiana Jones hopping in a fridge that is miraculously nuclear bomb proof? Yeah, that's right. I even pronounced nuclear wrong.
I call nuclear monkey. I got a monkey bomb.
Now see, no one would understand what you meant.
That's true. I'll give you that, sir. But if I use enough, eventually someone would.
Or they would just lock you away. Like, this guy keeps talking about monkey bombs.
Like, why the fuck does he keep talking about monkey bombs?
I don't know what he means, but he's dark and he's probably a danger to us all. Oh, my computer's making weird noises. Is it failing? Nope. Still going strong.
Still sounds okay to me. Oh, I watched Toy Story 1 and Toy Story 2 yesterday, back to back.
And how was that for you?
For being only, like, what is it, 4 years apart or something like that, the difference in the animation, like, the level of, not just the level of detail, like, the characters, but, like, the level of detail of the movement. Like, how physical objects react when, like, they're pushed on or whatever. And, like, how the characters animate and, like, you know, all the limbs move and whatever. It's amazing how well Toy Story 1 holds up. But it's equally amazing how far the state of the art moved in just those 4 years.
Booyah.
And the stories are still, you know, well, clearly because I watched them both. I spent hours yesterday reliving Toy Story.
Did either of you watch Bill Maher on Friday?
Did not.
No.
He goes, with all this hype about Toy Story 3, it better give me an actual Buzz and an actual Woody.
Nice.
It amused me.
Hey, man, it's Pixar. I don't think I've been let down by Pixar.
A lot of people say Cars.
Cars is the closest thing. And honestly, mostly it was fucking Larry the Cable Guy and Owen Wilson.
Well, they're back for Cars 2 coming soon. Look out. It's coming. Fuck off.
Really?
Delicious.
Oh, yeah. And there's an entire Cars land opening up at Disney California Adventure. No more exclamation point and S. No more possessive S at the end of Disney.
My nephew fucking loves Cars.
Yep, mine too.
Was that the one I took to Disneyland? Or I didn't take, but I met in Disneyland?
Yeah.
I got that sense from him.
Like, oh, you even got that from that little bit of time?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Like, this seems like a guy who loves cars.
Still, it hasn't changed.
I think it could have been because of the Cars hat and shirt he was wearing. and I believe your in-laws decided to buy him, a Mickey Mouse ears. That was also cars. Like the ears were wheels, and the head.
I think that's part of it. I think like they see like they're like, oh, you like that? Let's just buy you fucking everything. like one time I mentioned that I like those chocolate covered pretzels.
And now
so
you
not only
stocked.
Did they buy me a huge fucking container of it, but they brought the wrong kind. They brought me yogurt ones. I was like, oh, not only is it a lot, but it's a lot of the ones I don't particularly like.
Way to go, you ungrateful fuck. Can't just accept a gift.
I did not say that to them.
Yeah, you did.
I was just like, oh, thank you.
You're like, what is this bullshit? And you'd like toss the barrel over and spill them everywhere. Gah!
Can't you do one thing right? I guess he doesn't like them. So yeah, I stopped mentioning stuff I really like to them, just in case, because like they go overboard.
Well, you should be like, you know what I really like? Hookers.
Boatloads of cash.
You know what's great about blowjobs? Well, I guess you don't want to tell them you like blowjobs, but...
Oh, they know.
Well, I meant you don't want them to facilitate the blowjobs.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
You know what's great about your sister's mouth? Sometimes I get to fuck it.
Whoa.
Wouldn't it be daughter's mouth?
Well, it depends on which set of in-laws he's talking to.
What?
I think Tim's going thinking I'm talking to the parents and not the sister.
Are you talking to the sister?
No.
I didn't think so.
Oh. You know what's great about your daughter's mouth?
There we go.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Indeed.
Monkeys.
Oh. Man, 1 month from tomorrow, I will be in California.
Huzzah!
1 month from next week, I will be in Disney World.
Florida?
Yes, Disney World is in Florida. Way to go, Captain Geography. I don't know what the Florida flag
is. Seemed
like
you were reaching there. Like you forgot what state it was and decided to go with Disney World instead.
I was actually thinking of days, if I was correct. I was like, wait, no, it's the 14th, the 19th. Because the 13th and 14th, I'm going to be in Lake Tahoe. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Look at you, Mr. Jet Setter, Baller.
Doing some comedy.
Delicious.
I don't know why it surprised me, but it did. I thought Lake Tahoe was farther away from the Bay Area than Vegas was. It is not.
No, it's not. That's why a lot of people go there.
Yeah.
It just seems farther.
They're both from California.
So I'm sneakily working my way closer and closer to Grammar Girl, who lives in Reno.
Nice. Stalking her.
Yep. Soon. I will awkwardly ignore her like I awkwardly ignored Doug Benson.
You're more famous than me. I don't know how to talk to you.
I have to stare at the floor now. Please don't look at me.
I was thinking about, other than things where I've gone to actually see the person, like, interacting momentarily with Brian Regan after one of his shows. I think the only brush with celebrity, do either of you guys watch So You Think You Can Dance? I thought not.
Oh, fucking Andy, you're so funny.
No, Andy, I like girls. Nothing? Nothing, Noah? Noah leaves me hanging on that one?
No, because Noah likes to dance.
No,
I do like to dance.
Oh, it doesn't.
Noah
like
likes to put on his moon boots and dance to Canned Heat.
I saw someone wearing moon boots the other day, a girl. I was like, those look like moon boots.
Awesome. So anyway, the show we don't watch, you met somebody on it.
Yeah, there was a dude. He's been on there twice. Well, three times, I guess.
Some of our listeners may watch it.
Twice to try out. And once he was like brought back on to perform in season finale. Very, very short guy. He's got spina bifida, but he does. He has just like amazing control over his body.
Oh.
And my wife and I were just, we were in a Michaels getting something. I think she was like, she was going to decorate a wall at work or something like that. So we're just getting some shit for that. And that dude went walking by us and like, I'm sure nobody else would have recognized him, but for her and I, it's like, oh my God, he's famous.
And oh we kind of like, both gay.
Like we sort of like followed him. Like we didn't want to like approach him and make him like, self-conscious or anything like that. But it was like, oh my God, we both saw and amazing fucking dancing.
Wait, so this guy never even made it to, like, the finals or anything?
Well, no, I mean, with the spina bifida and all the stuff that they make you go through on that show, I mean, there was no way that he could compete. His body's just physically not up for that type of competition.
My point is...
But for what he does do...
He's not a celebrity.
No, just for us.
Okay.
Like, and that, that's the thing, is that that's our biggest just random brush with celebrities.
At the store that I see all over the place, that bum's crazy.
One time, the girl who normally does the weather was out sick, and so they had somebody fill in, and I saw her at Ralph's buying kumquats. And I was like, holy shit, they buy kumquats too.
I saw her fucking raping a monkey.
No, Andy, no? You don't approve of that?
Ape.
I thought he was butthurt because we were making fun of his celebrity story. He was back to the monkey thing.
So you said you didn't talk to him?
No. Like, we had no idea.
I would have loved it if you talked to him. Hey, we've heard of you. Sweet Jesus, you've heard of me.
Thank you, God.
Oh, here's something I'd like to throw out there. The fucking Family Feud game on Facebook can lick my balls.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know who's answering those survey questions, but they suck.
Like, you don't think the answers are correct?
No.
Give us a, do you have an example?
Fuck, no, because I just get angry and turn the game off. I remember it was Homecoming was one of them, like, things you might see at Homecoming. And, like, no.
And chick with her panties around her ankles.
Yeah, that wasn't there. I was like, what?
Andy's mom.
It said limo. I was like, who takes a limo to Homecoming?
A lot of people.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Just out of touch, my friend.
Yeah, that's it.
Then you don't believe that?
What?
You don't believe that you're out of touch?
No.
I think we're all fucking out of touch.
No, we're 30s. We're fucking in. We know what the fucking Swedish flag looks like, and we don't have to worry about it.
I got to step back for half a sec. It's not spina bifida, it was scoliosis. Sorry, there was another guy on there that had spina bifida, and my brain got...
Oh, okay. Sideways. Well, the scoliosis guy is totally famous.
I wonder if someone, one of our listeners, is going to be like, oh, now I am.
I wonder if
about.
Someone was right in the middle of writing a comment, like, spina bifida? No, we did. Oh, okay. Clack, 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 clack. That's the backspace. Clack, 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 clack.
So you don't like it? You think the surveys are wrong?
Yes. There was one like stuff you're more likely to find in France than here in America. And
you
art.
Put French fries.
What's that?
You put French fries.
No.
You put art?
No, the art was one of them. I was like, you can find art in both places. You're just as likely to find it.
Well, it's not the reality. It's what people say.
But it's fucking retarded.
Fair enough.
I would have said French people. There's got to be more of them over there.
Yes, that was one of the fucking answers.
French. And you didn't like that?
I actually guessed that because I was like, by that point, I'd gotten sort of the, oh, this game is fucking retarded.
It's you not wouldn't so say much, French people?
It's not so much what might be right. It's just free association with words, and then you type things in with your balls.
But you think the average person wouldn't say French people?
Yes. I don't think I don't know who they're at. The problem is I don't know who they're asking. Apparently, they're asking fucking... the same guy who thinks the U.S. won.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know how they do it, but if I was put on the spot to, like, say, what, can you find more of French in here? I would probably go with French people. Because I'm like, well, French people? That's obvious.
Mime wasn't on there. I was like, come on, mimes. They're big in France, right? Don't they love the mimes?
Really? You picked mimes.
I was down to my third try. I'd gotten everything except for art.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm running. Like, I've already said cigarettes and berets and cheese and
wine.
I think you're
thinking way too hard about it. I think that's the fucking problem.
I think I'm using actual thoughts.
Fucking, I don't think the other part was like mimes, berets, yeah, cigarettes.
Well, totally. Berets was one of them. Cigarettes actually wasn't.
Do they still wear berets?
I don't know.
See, exactly.
They do in the movies?
Yes, and they bicycle around with a big baguette in the front, striped shirts. Thin little mustache.
Even the women.
Tancast is culturally insensitive. Or at least culturally unknowledgeable.
That's my French. That's all I got.
Oh, I thought you were making more monkey noises.
That's a French person getting raped by a monkey. Where's my baguette? Nothing. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, okay. Hello? I was like... Wait,
hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you blathering about?
I was just blathering about a French person getting raped by a monkey. That's it.
Andy, don't send me any more links. You're banned.
What did he say now?
I'd rather see the inside of a cum-filled cervix than watch this doofus dance. He sent the link of the spina bifida scoliosis, elephantitis syndrome guy dancing. Oh. What? Too soon?
And I had to ban
laughing
somebody.
At him.
No, I'm just laughing because Tim said I'm banned. I banned somebody last night.
The people on the video are laughing at him.
You banned somebody from what?
I got a text message to my Google Voice account.
Ah.
That just says, too bad, so sad. All of the words, instead of having spaces, have the pipe character, that vertical bar between them.
Mm-hmm.
Two is the number two, and then it ends with an exclamation mark, asterisk.
Are you saying you didn't like my text?
And when I texted back from Google and said, who the hell is this, I get Tymara, T-Y-Y, capital M-A-R-A, space, comma, my B... WRNQ space digits spelled with a Q instead of a D or a G, and then too bad, so sad, exclamation asterisk again. So I wrote back and said, you have the wrong number. And I got back, sorry. And then again, too bad, so sad, exclamation mark asterisk. Like, oh, great thing about Google Voice. I never have to hear from you again.
So true. So true. It's a shame that you can't really do that with, like, why can't our cell service do that?
Because it would, like, require them to put features in that we really want, as opposed to just the bare minimum to, like, fucking get and keep our business. Oh, speaking of the bare minimum.
Yeah, bare minimum, baby.
Oh, yeah, sounds like a porno.
Friday evening through Saturday morning, I was unable to place a voice phone call. The one thing that AT&T should have, like, down to a fine science after this fucking long. To my wife's cell phone. We're on the same goddamn plan, on the same goddamn carrier, and she could call me.
God damn it.
And other numbers could call her.
They don't like you, Andy.
Maybe she blocked you.
So I know the iPhone 4 came out, and Noah and I haven't burned your ear off about it, but I'm seriously, seriously, after that, considering going back to Verizon and getting off the iPhone. Like just that one day, with all the rest of the dropped calls and the bad connections and just fucking all the rest of the ridiculous AT&T bullshit, I'm seriously considering just giving up on the iPhone because we've got no other option but to fucking keep AT&T.
And you definitely should if you want to. But it's amazing to me that shit, like, we always, you know, and everyone does it, we always focus on the negative. Phone works half time. We can call fucking someone from almost anywhere, and then when it doesn't work, we're like, fuck it, I'm leaving! not saying you're in the wrong, Andy. But it's
I would
just,
say a
it's
quarter of the phone calls that I make from my cell phone end because of AT&T, not because one of the two of us hit end.
Ah, that must not be good. I generally don't have any drop calls problems. Yeah,
their service up near my house is, like, enragingly bad.
Enragingly
it's
bad.
It's just funny, like, as it gets better, we just expect more. It's like, before we could even make phone calls from anywhere, and now when we do, it's like, fuck, it's not working! Fuck this shit!
You know what? I pay $150 fucking dollars a month for our cell service. It can work for $150 a month.
Call it, get a refund for those 2 hours.
This one comedian has a joke about how people complain about how the cell phone, kind of what Noah's saying, like people complain about how the cell phone isn't working, but yet he was in an airport, and this guy had one of those headsets on, and he just went, dial Mark, and all of a sudden he was talking to somebody. Oh, and then he's talking to Mark. He's like, yeah, so how are things in Japan? So he just said into the air somebody's name, and all of a sudden he's talking to that person on the other side of the world. Like, a couple centuries ago, that is fucking witchcraft!
You would have been fucking drowned right at the stake for that shit!
I wish I could remember the comedian's name. It's not coming to me.
Yeah, this is true, but you know what? I also don't get, like, impressed and come all over myself when I turn a little tiny key in my car and the engine starts.
I do, every time. I'm like,
I get pissed off when it doesn't.
Every time I'm like, oh, it started. Oh. Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
I just
let it sit a minute.
My pants.
I'm gonna idle.
So I'm just throwing this out there. If you were to watch two hermaphrodites fucking each other at the same time, is that gay or not?
How would that work?
I would imagine that they'd both have to be able to bend their wangs down.
Is there ever a hermaphrodite where the penis is put, like, the vagina is above the penis and vice versa?
No, I think typically, like, if it is going to be that sort of hermaphrodite, that the penis is always above the vagina because the vagina is actually like in place of where the scrotum should be.
Okay.
Because the penis is always like kind of co-located with where the clitoris should be.
So would they have to be like flipped upside down? Like one of them is upside down and that's how they...
I think that would work. Yeah, yeah. Like if you kind of 69 but facing away from each other.
Yeah, like if you 69 and then both crawled like... Or one of them crawled like 3 feet down.
Yes, yes, yes. Interesting.
And then you just kind of have to bend them both back.
I wonder if that porno exists. Let's see.
Rule 34, my friend.
I don't know. I don't know if it's gay. I don't want to see it, though. How about that?
You're a little bit curious?
Not even remotely.
Whether or not it's gay, I think I do.
Well, there you go.
Know if it's possible.
Two hermaphrodites fucking. Sorry, go on, Andy.
Did you already find it?
Yeah.
But wait, he said he found two hermaphrodites fucking. He didn't say fucking each other.
Right. I didn't find it. Wait. Oh, wait. I think they're doing it. Yeah. Wait.
AT&T can't let me make a phone call, but no one can find in seconds on the internet.
I don't think... Oh, wait.
Oh, brave new world that has such people in it.
I think they are. You have to go far in, about 10 minutes in. Boom.
Oh, look at the link that will not be in the show notes, nor will Tim be clicking on.
Don't worry, Tim. I'll sort it for you right at the 10-minute mark. I'm not going to do that, Tim, but that just made me laugh.
I get quite a bit, I must say.
Wow, Noah doesn't lie. Yeah, about 8 minutes in.
Amazing.
Oh, well, you know, I can go back to bed now because I've learned my new thing for the day. I learned two new things.
So, yeah, doesn't that fucking amaze you?
The flag thing and the hermaphrodite thing. Oh, man.
Well, not only that, but, like, you brought up a question. Less than a minute later, I'm like, boom, here it is. Here's what you're looking for.
Well, I've got half my answer. Now we've established it's possible.
Now we need to find out if it's gay.
But was it gay?
I don't think it's gay. Actually, I don't know. It's hard to say. They have a vagina. They have an ass. They have tits.
And penis.
Yes. We'll put that out to you.
Is it any more or less gay than watching a dude, or, you know, two dudes and two chicks fuck? They're like all in one thing, like an orgy type thing. Sorry, that's what I was going for.
I don't think it's gay.
The question is, are the chicks, like, interacting with each other's downstairs bits? Are the guys interacting with each other's downstairs bits in that orgy?
I guess
scenario?
What I'm trying to say is the world isn't all black and white, Andy. There's shades of gay.
Nicely done, sir. This is somehow both one of our most highbrow and lowbrow Tancasts ever.
We're back to form. I think we did it.
Yeah, we had a rough patch with 101 and 102.
We have covered a lot of topics today.
Mostly monkey rape.
Monkey rape, though, but we got some flags in there. We got some
we're waving the flag
of
monkey
language
rape.
In there. We got some hermaphrodite porn, is it gay or not, in there. We got some AT&T sucks in there.
We've got a dude dancing.
I just blocked that part out. No, I'm just kidding. So should we wrap this motherfucker up?
I don't see where we can go from here.
Well, I do.
Where's that?
We've done 102 other Tancasts. I know exactly where we can go from here.
104?
No, I was going to say down in flames, but...
Oh,
I thought maybe you were going to tell us something that your baby did.
Oh.
Or maybe some Crocs. Oh, wait!
No.
Did you see the Croc photo that got sent in by CJ?
That was taken by someone else?
It was taken by Jason, I believe?
Yeah.
Who was rocking his Tancast t-shirt in Disneyland and spotted by the Mousestalgia crew who was down there. So, shout-outs to everybody involved. Shout-outs to Mouse... Jesus Christ! All right.
What'd you do?
I have my foot on my office chair, so I'm not standing. So I'm standing, I'm not sitting on it, and I'm just sort of wiggling the chair back and forth. And I wiggled it too far so that it hit the computer desk and knocked two batteries off, which then landed on the keyboard and started typing shit.
Nice, Tim.
That's delicious. Hey, they're actual Crocs. That's pretty impressive.
Yes, that was they're like an actual crocodile. It's painted on the Crocs. Made me think of this story, which apparently I don't know. I'm not putting any pressure on her, but apparently Chelsea is working on an animation for. Which is 11 Shades of Awesome.
Oh. 11 at minimum, sir.
Well, I'm doing an escape level of 1 to 10.
Oh, 11 at a minimum, sir.
All right. Graduations. They take a while, just in case you're wondering.
Fremont High School?
Yes. Right?
Any. Fucking college graduations take forever, too.
I didn't.
Like every head of every department gets up. And,
I didn't go to that. I just went to my my major's graduation. Like, you know, my department. Like, I didn't go to the whole, you know, the whole class of 2000s graduate. I'm like, fuck it.
And I was telling Tim that he's a good husband because he went to Danelle's cousin's graduation, and I was like, fuck it, I don't give a shit about most people's graduations, much less my wife's cousin.
And Noah's like, is she even going to remember you were there? I was like, well, I stepped on her foot, so yeah, maybe.
Did you do it, like, really hard?
Not on purpose.
Like, run up, hey, I'm here! Wham!
Now that, so she'll have a permanent limp, because then she'll fucking remember you.
Like, what happened to your foot? I'll tell you what happened. My fucking cousin-in-law came to my wedding, whatever. Fuck it.
Oh, wait. Was it outside, Tim?
Yes. Fucking people cannot hold on to Mylar balloons. They just kept, like, everybody brought some, and, like, almost a constant interval. They just kept, oh, there goes another one, there goes another one, there goes another one. I'm like, whoever's downwind of this high school is going to be like, what the fuck?
Maybe.
They keep losing power when the Mylar balloons short out all the wires around them.
Why are there 7,000 Mylar balloons in our lawn?
They decided they want Mylar balloon anymore. He's like, you know, I like this for a little bit, but I'm getting fucking tired of this holding shit.
Like, they weren't like, oops, they were like, fuck it. Made me wish I'd brought a BB gun to shoot him down.
Oh, that would be nice. They probably would have arrested you. Fuck, there's this video online, I think on Dig. Not only did a fight break out at a graduation, but fucking someone face planted at the same graduation.
Oh,
that's no good.
I just saw, I'm like, who fucking fights at a graduation? That's just fucked up. It wasn't any of the people graduating, though. It was, like, I think family or friends or whatever in the audience.
Oh, that's even worse. Like, I could see students fighting about random shit. It's like, you
really?
Know what? For 4 years, I've wanted to punch you in the face. Today's the day. But just, like...
This is how I say goodbye, with fist.
I don't want to sign your yearbook. I want to sign your face with my kicks.
What the five fingers say in the face? Slap.
All right, kids. Well, remember.
It might be gay.
But that's okay.
Jury's still out.
Keep your options open.
Like hermaphrodite's vagina.
Keep your options open like hermaphrodite's vagina.
Oh,
and keep
I
reaching
think
for
just
the stars.
Fucked up, though, like that someone let it go that long. Like, doesn't that cause a mental problems if they go that long being both? Or am I wrong? I thought I heard that somewhere.
Dude. People get fucked up by all sorts of shit. I'm sure that, you know,
right,
being
but you don't gotta
ambiguously,
add one more thing to it.
What I'm saying, I'm sure that being ambiguously gendered would would give you some struggles in your life.
Fucking, can you imagine? Fucking like, I live at home with my parents and I have a penis and a vagina. I'm just, you know,
well, here's the thing, like. Sure, you want to pick one or the other, but, you know, maybe, like, they couldn't give you, like, actual balls, but you don't want to take off the penis because you don't want the 70% pay cut.
You know what? I'm going to say, any sort of surgery that goes on down there has got a chance of, like, nicking a nerve and totally screwing everything up. I think whatever you got down there, just keep it. Keep it the way it is. Cutting around it is going to, you know, just fucking butcher it. Plus, if you got a penis and a vagina and you're ever, like, really, really cold, you can just, like, you know, it's like a switchblade. You can just fold that shit back in on itself.
That would be awesome if, like, if you did. You fold it in, then you, like, get ready to go time. You're like, hey, baby. You just, like, flip your hips out and your erection just flies straight out, like, wah!
I walk up, like, hey, press the belly button. It's a switchblade.
By the way, there's some birds outside my house, and they are flying fucking weird. That's all.
Like sideways?
No, they're like
they're just using one wing.
They
it's
flap
like,
really
it's like
hard
a side
for a little bit,
and swimming.
And then they'll stop flapping, so they'll drop a little bit, and then they'll flap again. And then
oh, birds do that shit all the time.
What was that?
Birds do that shit all the time. Are they like really little birds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they flying back and forth like gnats? Just staying in the same place?
I've seen a lot of them. I don't know if it's the same one or if it's different ones. They look like the same size. So how come little birds can't stay up like big birds because their wingspan's not as big? Andy, or do you know?
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, when the big birds that
actually
can't...
Sometimes we put too much faith in Andy.
The big birds that can soar have like a lot of different stuff in their muscle attachments that let them it lets them hold the wings out and like steady and firm, but not like using a lot of muscle energy to do it. So like their muscles don't get tired out. But with the big birds, size doesn't scale. Soaring birds are always huge because the overall size of the bird's body and like the weight of the bird's body compared to the size of the wings that they can get up to, that you, like, you can't scale that down and have it work exactly the same. Like, you couldn't just have like a tiny little bird where it had an itty bitty minuscule little body and like the same size wings as a tiny little bird.
That would be awesome.
And have a little tiny soaring bird.
Nice.
Fucking. Sorry, we should do science. We should fucking take the wings off a big bird, slap them on a little bird, see what happens.
I'm sure the big bird and the little bird would love that.
I was like, I'll tell you what happened. Two birds died. That's what happened.
But, like, we only ever know, like, you know, maybe two-thirds of whatever the fuck we're talking about. So we probably, like, grab the wings off of, like, an ostrich or something like that. I don't know. It's a big bird. I got big bird wings.
And then just throw them in there. Oh. This last thing I'll say, and then we'll cut it. I saw some ceremony where they're throwing a dove in there, and the dove was dead. So just, they threw it in there, and it just came right back down.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that a couple times. Wow. So, go ahead.
That was it. It just cracked me up.
So I was about to say, because I was wondering, like, if anybody has done a jailbreak of the iPad where it looks like those pads from Star Trek The Next Generation. And I was about to ask the question, I decided to Google it. Answer, yes.
What's that interface called? L-Cars or something like that?
I believe it is. I was like, because that would make me get an iPad almost. Like, I would like that. Like, boot, boot, boot. Especially if it made the noises and Marjorie Barnett's voice talk to you during various parts of it. That would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure you can make it happen. When you jailbreak, there's not much you can't do.
Noah, speaking of jailbreaking, I'm really close to jailbreaking my iPhone.
For what purpose?
Well, if
like, is there something specific
to get
you want?
It out of jail?
Yeah. If I'm going to upgrade to the iPhone 4 or if we're going to switch to Verizon, either way, I've got some voicemail messages from my dad on there, and I'd really like to get those off.
Ah, so you'll SSH into it and rip those off somehow?
Exactly.
I can't believe AT&T has saved them for that long. AT&T, like, only always...
Oh, no, they live on my phone. Like, the iPhone works a little bit differently. Like, their files on my phone.
Gotcha.
So when you do the visual voicemail, when you've played the first time, it actually downloads... Is that how it works? Okay. I wasn't sure if it always stayed on the server, and then you just constantly pulled it from the server.
I think that it's actually when your phone tells you you've got a voicemail that it's downloaded.
Well, because sometimes when I would try to listen to it before I switched over to using Google Voice as my voicemail, it would take a while for it to come down.
Huh. Maybe it hadn't downloaded yet. Maybe it was just an initial notification.
I don't know. Anyways, everyone have a good week.
Yeah!
Try to think of some good wedding CSI jokes for Tim, even though it's too late, but maybe next time he can use them.
Any one-liners you can think of. I just want to start saying one-liners more often and putting sunglasses on. You think of them, I'll
really
try and put myself
is...
in the situation where I can use them.
That would be hilarious.
Fuck, I gotta go to a rodeo. This sucks. Oh, well.
There's a rodeo over here.
Honey.
By the way, Tim.
Give me my sunglasses.
Tim, just get a little tiny... I don't know, like your old dictaphone where it's got the big speaker on the back of it, and record that section of the Who song.
That's what...
So as soon as you put the glasses on, you
OG,
can hit play.
OG Steph's boyfriend, Zach, said, I wish I could play it on my phone and just walk by you right after you say it, and just go... That would be awesome.
Won't get fooled again. Which Who song do they play on that one?
Won't get fooled again.
I have no idea what... What?
Won't get fooled again, he said.
Oh, okay.
I don't really remember how the rest of the song goes. I just know that, yeah!
Yeah, I stopped watching at that point.
Yep. Won't get fooled again. Woot.
Now I can listen to it. All right, I got nothing else important to say.
All right.
Dude, we just spent an hour not saying anything important.
Well, sure.
Well, all right, fuck it. Let's stop.
All right, I'm going to stop recording. Goodbye, everybody.
All right. Bye.
Nipple lickings.
Monkeys are chimpanzees and they rate frogs. Boom.
Unfortunately for you, you've just listened to an episode of TanCast. Check out our official website at TanCast.com, where you can find the show notes for this or any other episode. You can read our blogs. You can find links to our Facebook fan page, our Twitter page, our YouTube page, and our official TanCast store. You can email us at fucktards@TanCast.com or yourmom@TanCast.com, or you can email the guys individually at TimAndyOrNoah@TanCast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official TanCast theme song. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes by searching for TanCast, where you can subscribe to us and write us a review so others can find us. Thank you again for putting up with our bullshit. We'll see you next time on TanCast. TanCast.
Hold on. I think I'm failing.
God damn it!
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
Best episode ever. Like, as much as you guys like to suck Apple's dick on a weekly basis, TanCast is not the best advertisement for a Mac. Hey, PC, how are you doing? You still recording? Yep, you sure are. Good job, PC. Suck it, Mac.
Hey, my Mac, how you doing?
Were you having microphone problems? Oh, that was just a sound fail. All
right, so we got to sync up again.
So it was a whole new different fail. That's great.
I'd rather
it's good
have
that your
fail
computer can fail all sorts of different ways. Like, I'm a fail like this, I'm a fail like that. I got options.
Verdict's already in.
The verdict is in, Frank. But the jury is out.